Hillary Clinton's presidential ambitions, well, many say they're not looking so good. But if she does decide to get out of the race, let's say before the voters go to the polls in the last six contests, how would she do that? On The Takeaway this morning, we've been asking you for your best get-out stories. How did you get out of a job? How did you get out of a relationship? And for that, for some advice, rather, we're going to turn to Lynn Harris, who blogs at breakupgirl.net. Lynn, what are the rules for getting out?
Well, normally I'd say that it's tacky to hold a press conference. But I think in Hillary Clinton's case, it might be okay.
Why would that?
If that's what it comes to.
So just a press conference? Should she write a note? Should she put a message on the internet? I mean, how should she do it?
She's going to be able to take us all out for a nice dinner. But I think, excuse me, I think at this point, where we're at is the point in a relationship where, you know, we're in couples therapy. Everyone wants it to work out. But we're at the point in couples therapy where we're trying everything we're doing. We've gone through all of our issues, and we just want to stay in there long enough to make sure that we really mean it when we leave.
So, of course, we're speaking metaphorically, right? I mean, you're comparing Hillary Clinton's relationship with her voters and with America. You said one of the tricks is to be dignified and graceful. What actions make up dignity and grace?
Well, I think what I've read now, and this is to sort of abandon metaphor for a minute, what I've read now is that she is now moving away from attacking Obama and simply showing her own determination against what seem to be mounting odds. And I think that is one way to maintain dignity rather than attacking her opponent. I mean, look, going back to the metaphor, this is really kind of a mutual breakup if you think about it. I mean, really, we as Americans, we've met someone else.
Or at least half of the Democrats have. Lynn Harris, you're going to stick around with us for a minute, and we're asking folks, what's the best way you ever got out of a job, a relationship, or the line at Starbucks? You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can send us an email at mytake@thetakeaway.org. And Julia tells us the words, "I am going to throw up right now," work well in most situations I want to get out of.
Guys, just stop calling. You know, that's how we would handle it.
That seems rather immature, though, John, actually.
And not dignified, but then, you know, hey, we're guys.
We'll be back. Don't need to be coy, Roy. You just